Welcome to the Arts Roundup, a short, sharp look at the what, the why, and where of the Cape Town art scene. The focus is on exhibitions and events at museums and galleries in Cape Town and surrounds that you'll find listed in the Art, Craft, and Museums map. These are events that I've enjoyed and trust that you will too. I have with me Stefan Hunt, the chief curator of the Sanlam Collection, and he's going to tell us about Landscapes, the new exhibition at the Sanlam Art Gallery. So, where do we begin?
Well, I suppose we begin with the first landscape we all know, which is around us. But I think the reason why we're looking at landscapes so carefully is that it's really a very strong part of South African tradition. From the first colonizers here to the present, that subject matter still seems to engage artists as well as the audience. And if you look at gallery exhibitions today with a lot of focus on abstraction, on contemporary work installation, it might be quite nice to actually go and have a look at some real old stuff to a degree that we have on show, but also how the landscape gets reinterpreted by modern artists over time. And particularly when one looks at South African landscape, which was such a peculiarity for the first visitors here. To actually see it was rather a shock.
Well, we're also talking about this being the 60th year of Sanlam's collection. Oh, is that coming up next year?
Next year.
Next year, yeah. A very important year. So you've got quite a long history to look at your own collection.
Well, 60 years is going to be a long time to look at, and to squeeze into an exhibition of 40 works is going to be quite difficult. So it's really going to be key features. So we're really saving up for that, but also we'll have other exhibitions next year which will focus on individual artists. So, for instance, if you look at Maggie Lopshire, for instance, we have more than 150 works in the collection. And essentially, I think nobody's ever seen them since 2004.
Well, it's time to relook. But now let's relook at the landscapes in particular and highlight some of the ones that you find are most interesting to you, or that they relate differently because you're showing them the old and the new together?
Well, if you take somebody like Maggie, we've got a series of four or five landscapes on show, which just shows her change in how she approached it. And certainly the early 20s was very expressionist and expressive at that time. And right opposite that, you will see a selection of photographs by Ashley Walters of his own environment, Eitzach. Yeah, so how more contrasting can you get? Both have expressive tendencies. If you look carefully, you might think, well, Ashley's photographs are just plain photographs, but have a closer look. And then right next to that, we have a digital piece by Jacques Kutzer, which really takes a wry sort of look at developments, you know, all these mass housing developments and how they impact on the environment. We're taking them for granted. But put them in a gold frame and show them as a landscape, then you think twice about them.
It is rethinking and repositioning, and I think that's the conversations that you are creating. So talking about conversations, if one wants to have a look at and hear your conversation about what's on view, how do we do that?
You can call me on 021-947-3359, but the easiest is to just send me a WhatsApp on 083-457-2699 and say, I want to come at this and this time. Can I have a tour? And I can provide you with all the information and options in one go.
Well, I think that is the way to view landscapes. So do get in touch with Stefan Hunt. He's giving us the phone numbers. I'll make sure that I'll record them when this comes out. And please go have a look-see. It's always worth a visit to the Sanlam Gallery in Bellville. To know what's happening on the art scene in and around Cape Town, pick up a copy of the Art, Craft, and Museums map or go to mapmyway.co.za for the digital version and for daily postings about the vibrant art scene in Cape Town. Rated as number 3 in Time Out's World's Best Cities for Culture. FMR 101.3.